Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here on this edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
From ChristopherCantwell.com. We've been actually reading one of your articles here on the air most of the evening, but I do want to kind of switch gears. Our main co-host, Ian, is not on tonight. And I have been... There's a little controversy around this Avengers movie that's coming out. So at the end of the week, on Friday, I've been waiting for some time for May the 1st to come around so that I can go see Avengers 2 Age of Ultron. I think they're just calling it Avengers Age of Ultron. And it's to follow up the very successful Avengers movie and quite a few successful Marvel movies that basically started with the Iron Man franchise, Robert Downey Jr. Made so popular. And, Cantwell, have you seen any of these movies?
No.
Yeah, you just don't have any interest in it. There's a sort of a larger issue that popped up recently, so I'm keeping a close eye. And what happened was the two actors, Chris Evans and I don't know the other guy's name off the top of my head, but the guy who plays Hawkeye, Jeremy Renner, they were being interviewed on what do they think, kind of in character. You know, what do you guys think about Black Widow hooking up with Hulk? Now, Black Widow is a character. Hulk isn't even sort of real because he's computer generated, although there's an actor that plays Hulk. I doubt he plays the Hulk that they generate, right? Like, I think that Hulk's completely generated.
Right, like he doesn't, go up and down in weight quite drastically during the course of the filming.
Right, I mean, I doubt he even stands there and goes, "Rah!" He plays... Bruce Banner, or David Banner, Bruce David Banner, depending on which iteration of the Hulk you're familiar with. But in the series, it's Bruce Banner. They have a romantic thing going on or whatever. And what happens is that these two actors who are being asked about imaginary people then sort of slide into character. They're actors. Remember this. I think it's reprehensible the way Clint Eastwood got so much trouble for addressing Barack Obama at the Republican National Convention at an imaginary chair.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's an actor. What he did was he came up on stage and he plied his trade for free for you people, and now you want to say he looks crazy?
Yeah, and as it turns out, like, Al Pacino's not really a Cuban drug dealer either.
Right. What a surprise, right? So, anyway, these guys slipped into character, and they proceeded to call Black Widow a slut several times. She's a slut, or whatever. You just can't trust her. She's a slut, whatever.
Oh, that darn patriarchy again.
Yeah, and that is sort of what's coming out of this article that I'm seeing from Playboy.com, and I want to bring it out because I have a different take on it, and I suspect, well, of course I think I'm right, right? Let's go on here. Playboy.
Well, you reading Playboy is just evidence of your participation in the patriarchy, Mark. You're well, oppressing women by looking at them on dirty photos.
Well, there's no dirty photos on this particular page, but I'm sure I could find some dirty photos.
What were you doing looking at that page?
Somebody linked to it on Facebook?
I just read it for the articles.
In this case, I am reading Facebook for the articles. Why would I look at Playboy? All they do is show women, that's not porn. That's just barely even scratching the surface.
Right. And at this point, it doesn't qualify as porn. With my instant access to Pornhub and Roku porn channels that will play an endless stream of porno playlists.
Yeah.
When I was a child, Playboy was quite racy.
Very interesting stuff when I was 14, but not so much anymore. Joss Whedon is much celebrated for writing strong female characters, and female characters don't come much stronger than Black Widow, played by Scarlett Johansson in The Avengers and other Marvel films. Black Widow regularly kicks, spins, and super fights her way through rooms of bad guys and alien monsters. She infiltrates everything. I want you to remember that word, infiltrates. Infiltrates everything that can be infiltrated and outthinks everyone who can be, everyone from mega genius Tony Stark to Loki, God of Mischief. She's badass, intelligent, brave, resourceful, and in the Avengers, she basically saves the world. Joss Whedon couldn't make it much clearer. Black Widow is strong, awesome, and as good as or better than her male peers and deserves your respect. And yet, somehow, Jeremy Renner and Chris Evans, Johansson's co-stars, didn't get the memo. In an interview for Digital Spy, reporting for the forthcoming Avengers Age of Ultron, Renner, who plays Hawkeye, and Evans, who plays Captain America, are asked about Black Widow's romantic interests. Various fans have suggested she might end up dating Hawkeye or Captain America. In Ultron, however, she's in a relationship with the Hulk's alter ego, Bruce Banner, played by Mark Ruffalo. The interviewer asked Renner and Evans what they think of her, Black Widow, all these her having all these potential partners, and Renner replies, "She's a slut," at which Evans cracked up and adds, "She's a complete whore." Evans quickly issues a sincere statement apologizing, while Renner issues a gross, offensive, non-apology apology. The fact that actors say stupid crap, and that is at least in some of them, are jerks and perhaps less interesting than the question of why the insults trip so easily off of their tongues. Again, Black Widow is a hero, and she's a heroine, but all right. She wears a skin-tight outfit. She's not really presented as more of a sexual object than Chris's Hemsworth's Thor, and none of her appearances have involved any real romantic or sexual subplot. I disagree with this. She was basically appeared to be romantically involved with Hawkeye in the first movie, and there's a romantic underpinning inside of Captain America: The Winter Soldier. So she says she kissed Captain America to trick some enemies, and she had an intense conversation or two with Hawkeye. So he downplays these two relationships. Going on here, don't get me wrong, she's referred to in the first Avengers movie as a spy along with Hawkeye, and this is accurate towards the Marvel franchises. And now she says, don't get me wrong, Black Widow should sleep with whoever she wants as often as she wants, and no one should give her any crap for it. Just like no one blinks twice when Tony Stark enthusiastically uses his genitals in his various films. I suspect people do blink twice. Lots of people have things to say about Tony Stark. So, crap, this says. But she's not Tony Stark. Her relationship with Banner will be the only real on-screen relationship she's had. Renner and Evans are slut-shaming her for nothing. Of course, women aren't slut-shamed for actual transgressions in the first place. They're slut-shamed for being women. The treatment of Black Widow makes that particularly obvious. She's treated with scorn not because of anything she's done, but because of her gender, and because, in the films, her gender is notable, unusual, and marked. I'm going to back this. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, so I'm just trying to sort of understand. I'm not familiar with all the previous plot lines, so it was a little bit much for me to keep up.
And that's really important here.
In previous movies or in previous series, she has hooked up with other men. Is that, do I have that part correct?
It's sort of alluded to. Like in the first, Tony Stark wants to get with her. He's asking Pepper Potts, can I have her? And Pepper Potts says, no, you can't. Then she, in the first Avengers, she is being interrogated by this Russian who the suggestion is that she was out on a date with him and he figured out that she's the great Black Widow and then begins interrogating her. He threatens to pull her teeth out and whatever. She kicks the butt out of butts of several Russians in this room. Then she has a sort of, what's pretty obvious, she loves Hawkeye. And then she has this sort of romantic underlying thing with Captain America and the Winter Soldier.
So, I mean, it would seem to be that you've got a cast of characters who are almost all male, and you've got one female.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
and there's some amount of sexual tension between these characters, right? And it's not entirely surprising that there's some desire to for all of these different male characters to get the one female that's there.
Yep, yep.
So I'm not necessarily surprised that I wouldn't be surprised to find this woman sort of getting torn in different directions with different men.
Yeah, and you know, at this point, what they're saying here is that, you know, that's the surface conversation. I've got more on it, but what they're saying here is that, you know, if you feel slighted, jilted as a lover, that you're not allowed to use certain words to describe people that you feel have jilted you. What do you think? 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free of stress and fatigue? Well, of course not. You aren't alone, though. Now think about how nice it would be to begin relieving some of that stress and fatigue. Let me introduce you to a product that has and is working for me. It's called Youthful Greens. Youthful Greens. It's packed full of nature's nourishing, cleansing, and alkalizing greens, providing a powerful dose of whole food nutrition in each serving. Youthful Greens helps increase overall energy levels and reduce all that fatigue and stress on your body. And right now, when you visit freegreens.net or call 800-333-6923 and order your 1 month supply of Youthful Greens for only $29.95, you get another month's supply for free. That's 2 months of Youthful Greens for the already low price of just $29.95, plus free shipping. That's saving you $45. Visit freegreens.net today or simply call 800-333-6923. And hey, you're welcome.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about this this article here where apparently, well, it's, the Black Widow was slut-shamed by Captain America and Hawkeye. And apparently the actors...
I don't know, just the way you put that right now just made me crack up.
I don't really know how else to say it, because it's pretty clear to me that the actors were slipping into character, at least to some extent or another. And, you know, so I'm not really ready to say that Chris Evans and Renner, whatever his first name is, Jeremy Renner, are completely at fault at this. They sort of were... acting, they're just doing a little bit of method acting and talking about another character, not about an actress. They weren't saying Scarlett Johansson's a slut. So they weren't talking, people in the real world weren't talking about this. This is sort of imaginary people talking about imaginary stuff.
Right.
And I think it's very interesting that everybody wants to have an opinion on what these two actors trying to act like their characters have to say about this character and her relationship with somebody else, and I think it's just fascinating, all these ignorant people talking about these characters, because I worked at a comic book store my entire high school career, even in elementary school. At 12 years old, at sixth grade, I was working at a comic book store in Bradenton, Florida, called the Time Machine 2.
Oh, you were a victim of sweatshop labor?
Yeah, I was. I would actually work for comic books until I was old enough to get paid cash money, and then I still spent plenty of my money on comic books at that point. Like them, they're very important to me, and I think that. I love that the Avengers has captured a much larger audience, but when people are having a lot of opinions, especially the social justice warrior types, are having a lot of opinions about comic books these days. And I will admit, comics are largely a male kind of environment, and you know, I can see why some people don't feel welcome there, but... like, the critiques need to be fair.
I mean, imagine that the products that are bought predominantly by men are being catered to men. I mean, how crazy is that?
It's really odd. And you'd think in these romantic relationships where Black Widow is apparently having a relationship with Hulk that they probably want a nice bottle of wine. And they can go get one at chwine.com. How's that for a segue? Pretty rough?
Yeah, I thought you were going to do the berries, but the wine actually works better.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she's going to be a drunken slut now.
Yeah, apparently. Well, she's going to do it well with
this. They're my favorite, by the way.
This Cabernet Sauvignon is delicious. It's Lot 502. We had it recently at a wine tasting we had here at the Keene Activist Center. And it was fantastic. Paired it up with I think the wine went with the Gouda. And the Cab went with the Gouda, and the Pinot Noir went with the white cheddar. And, you know, they were great. Both of them. Fantastic. And we have this. It's on sale right now. So it's sold out except for a small reserve for our listeners. We've done very well selling these wines, by the way. And so this week only, you can get this amazing Cab from that's Lot 502 for 20% off until Friday. So go to chwine.com. Click on the microphone in the upper left-hand corner. You will not be disappointed in this. It's great with a red meat. It's delicious. It's very full-bodied. And it is a wine that is 90 points or above. Yeah, it's a fantastic wine. You'll get it for 20% off with my coupon code, FTL. So you go to chwine.com, you click on the microphone in the upper left-hand corner, use FTL, and then you'll get 20% off of Lot 502 plus free shipping. So there you go. You got to get three bottles to get free shipping, but it's well worth it. So at $20 a bottle, that's $60, you get three great bottles of wine.
Yeah, I did have some of the, I don't know if I had that particular batch, but I had some of Cameron's wine, and it was very good.
The previous Cab to that one, I think it was Lot 492.
Okay.
And that one is totally gone. We sold all that one. And this one, I found it to be similar. I mean, it's, it is a great wine. Like, I just know the difference. Good wine, bad wine. That's basically what I can tell.
Right. You get a bunch of drunks listening to this program.
Yeah, 8:55. Bunch of drunks on the air? What are you talking about? Let's go to Evan calling in from Georgia. Evans, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. I've thought about violence recently, and I've thought about it in a Darwinian way.
All right.
So it kind of goes like this. If there's someone going around and kind of assaulting people, and then you kill him or do something violently to make him stop, then you incentivize him to be more violent later, or someone else to be more violent in order to continue to assault.
I would make the case that it is the exact opposite. Usually when people have violence done to them as a result of doing something, that deters them from the behavior.
Well, but then it incentivizes them to be even more violent to combat your violence.
Well, if somebody is going to resist your violence, then yes, then they would be incentivized to increase the level of force that they were able to bring to bear in defense, right? But generally speaking, I don't think that violence incentivizes people to do things. I mean, I think that most people obey laws, specifically, maybe not all laws. I mean, most laws are, you know, nobody really has any desire to rape or murder or steal. But most people obey, you know, most people pay taxes, for example, because they're afraid that government will come and do violence to them, and thus they are incentivized to pay taxes. If being brutalized was an incentive for people to react more violently, then I think that we would have, like, overthrown the government every single day, 365 days a year for the entire history of mankind.
Well, I mean, there are other instances of violence in government, like with serial killers, I guess you could say, or in areas like, I guess you could say, Somalia, where there is no necessarily established gang.
Well, there's actually several established ones in Somalia, people like warlords and that sort of thing. They're just basically competing governments there. I'd say, sitting here listening to both of you, that I would say that you're both right? Like, either violence does one of two things. It either incentivizes, and I'd say it incentivizes the vast majority of people to sort of comply, and then there's a small percentage of people that then do not wish to comply, and they will then ramp up their violence. And so then you use violence against that segment. And then some of them, the 80-20 rule probably kicks in, and 80% of them then comply, and 20% of them then ramp up their violence even further. And that at some point, essentially, that violence ramps up to the point that you either institutionalize it as a government or you incarcerate it.
Yeah, I would say that I'm actually personally an example of what the caller is saying, right? So I was the victim of a terrible amount of violence when I was younger. And so I learned to fight, and I started to carry weapons. And today I carry a handgun on my hip and make sure that I am capable of levying deadly force against anyone who would use violence against me.
Well, war is gang violence, but warfare is an example of it too. Like, World War One wouldn't have happened, and neither would World War Two or the Crimson Blood rivalry.
I think that there's merit to what you're having to say, Evans. Appreciate it. Thanks so much for the call. 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Call in about violence, Black Widow, whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
855-450-FREE. Going to Skype. Our username's lrn.fm. Corey's calling in, I think from Georgia. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call in and talk about some things you've been talking about, like the minimum wage laws and the drug laws and all of that. Cantwell might be surprised to find that those were actually based in racism to protect white women and white men's jobs mainly. Throughout the history of the drug war in this country, beginning in 1875 with opium den laws in San Francisco, drugs have been particularly associated with particular groups of people. In San Francisco, it was Chinese immigrants who were supposedly taking jobs from white men in the area. They claimed that they were going to tempt white women into having sex with them, and all of these arguments were made. Harry Anslinger in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s associated marijuana use with jazz musicians.
And who's Harry Anslinger?
Harry Anslinger was the first director of the it's now the Bureau of Narcotics. can't remember what it was called back then, but he was the first director, really the first drug czar in the country. And he was the one who was arguing that satanic, the jazz music was satanic, and that black men were using it to lure white women into having sex with them, all of that. Cocaine, crack cocaine in particular, 1980s, drug scares popped up, associated with black men and women in urban areas, used as a scapegoat to put a lot of problems off on drug use, blame drug use instead of the failing of the school systems in urban areas, to blame pretty much every social problem that existed on crack cocaine instead of the other problems that existed. Hispanics were also associated with cocaine and marijuana, and that's oftentimes you'll have minority groups that are associated with it and that are used to scare the white majority. Then the minimum wage laws, those were actually started by members of white unions. They were argued for by white members of unions to keep disadvantaged blacks out of the labor market.
Are there quotes regarding that?
Quotes? Yeah, I can get you some quotes.
No, you don't have to.
I'm aware of the history of the drug laws that you're referring to. That I do know. I think the opium dens, they were complaining about, you know, Chinese immigrants and that sort of thing, and what was it? Cocaine-crazed Negroes was a phrase that was thrown around quite a bit when they were trying to ban cocaine. And these are, I personally think that these are, the reason that that propaganda is thrown around is because they know that they can use the racism of the population to get them to support policies that are not in their best interests.
Well, that's the thing. It's also this idea of the kind of the state trying to take care of people. It's this idea, I mean, even black legislators supported the drug laws because they believed that it was causing so many problems in these urban communities. So they decided that they would begin arresting people en masse to keep this from happening, which, as we can see, really hasn't fixed anything. As far as cocaine goes today, I'm sure Cantwell knows that there used to be 100-1 sentencing disparity between powder cocaine and crack cocaine, where for the same amount you would get 100 times sentence if you had crack cocaine. It continues today, even though it's only an 18-1 sentencing disparity. When you think of powder cocaine, which group of people do you associate that with?
I don't.
You don't?
No.
You don't associate that with people on wealthier people snorting. I mean, who was crack cocaine developed to be sold to? I mean, why is it that form? Do you know the history of that?
I think that crack cocaine was developed to be a stronger and more potent form of a drug that could be marketed to whoever would buy it. Now, you can buy crack cocaine in smaller portions, and so you could buy a $5 crack rock. You can't buy a $5 bag of powdered cocaine for the most part.
Yeah, but not really worth it.
You know, me and all my white friends, not all of my white friends, but me and many of my white friends smoke crack too, you know.
Oh, yeah, I definitely get it. I grew up in a family full of drug use, which is why I know so much about it. But, yeah, it's just, you know, drugs, race plays a huge role in the war on drugs. It really does. And then there's this disproportionate sentencing. You know, if you look at, I mean, the drug use between whites and blacks is roughly the same, but you have a lot more blacks who are in jail because of it. It's not this kind of intentional racism oftentimes. It's more institutional, but where you end up disproportionately affecting blacks.
Can you tell me the difference between intentional racism and institutional racism?
Outcomes, really. I mean, where someone...
Demographic disparities.
Yeah, demographic disparities, which, I mean...
But my thing, and just, I'm sorry to interrupt you here, but do you understand my concern? I think that this idea that there's a demographic disparity and thus racism is a terribly flawed line of thinking that really needs to be combated in human society. It's a problem that is driving people to do hysterically dangerous and terrible things in this world.
I definitely get where you're coming from, Cantwell. Don't get me wrong. But if you look at the statistics, there's actually been studies studies done where the same two people, well, what they've done is they've taken pairs of people, black and white, who carried themselves in similar ways, had similar ways that they spoke, gave them the same resume, and they sent them out, blacks and whites, with and without criminal records on their resume, when you have to fill out an application. Now, whites with a criminal record still get called back more so than blacks without a criminal record.
Really? That's the stretch? I mean, blacks without a criminal record versus whites with a criminal record?
Yes.
Okay.
I can actually bring those statistics up for you.
I'd love you to email that to me.
You can email them to me at mark@freetalklive.com. I'll post them up online.
But yeah, they've done these studies. They've also done studies there in the book Freakonomics, which is a really good book. They've also done name studies where you can send off resumes
yes.
with stereotypically black and white names.
Yeah.
And there's a incredibly disproportionate number difference in callbacks.
Now that's true. Now to me that I mean I don't know if that's racism as much as cultural what do they call that ethnocentrism.
Yeah, you were talking earlier about French Canadians, French Catholics here in New Hampshire.
Right. So and
I think that's a stretch there when you have. When you think about people who associate particular concepts with particular words, symbols, things like that, if someone typically associates the name, just think of a stereotypical black name.
Shaniqua, Jamal.
Yeah. You hear that. There's certain things that many people, because of racial issues, are going to think in their minds.
Yep.
And we can say that that's Eurocentrism. We can say that that's anything. But ultimately, I'm sure there's some ideas about race coming in there. And, I mean, these resumes are sent out with the exact same credentials, with the only difference being...
I think it shows something, Corey.
I'm also not more likely to recruit Jamal for my basketball team.
I get that kind of thing, too. I mean, but Jews, you do realize that Jews used to, like, dominate basketball, right? Do you realize that?
No.
Yeah, in the early years of basketball, Jews dominated because they played it so often. It was a cultural thing where they played it very, very often. If you have that many people who are engaging in a particular activity, naturally they are going to become the best at it.
So, yeah, some are going to bubble to the surface, right?
Yeah. That's the way it works. When you have people who are particularly interested in a particular activity, they're going to become extremely good at it.
So if back when Jews were dominating basketball, I decided not to bring a black guy onto my basketball team because I presumed that I'd be better off with a Jew. Would I be a racist?
Would you be a racist? No, I mean, you'd be dumb if he was a good player.
Thanks for the call, Corey. I really appreciate it. 855-453. I pushed the wrong button. 855-450-3733. I'm wholly unqualified for this job. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
You've been lied to. Being overweight is not about overeating, not exercising, or a lack of self-control. Diets, gyms, and pills can't fix it. It's your hormones. Go to 99skinny.com for a free video where Dr. Steven Siskin explains the four hormonal barriers to weight loss in men and women over 40.
When I first started losing the weight, all my clothes were falling off. I got some skinny jeans, and my husband was chasing me around the table again. I couldn't be happier.
Go to 99skinny.com. To see this riveting free video. That's 99skinny.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. You can check out this episode and a lot of them in the past that we've archived at youtube.freetalklive.com. We've got full FTL episodes there archived from our cam feed. It's youtube.freetalklive.com. Let's go right to the phones. Donna calling in from Alabama. Donna, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, I wanted to talk a minute about the legalization of medical marijuana and cannabis oil.
Sure.
As long as you guys know, I live in Alabama, and Alabama is also considered a Bible Belt.
Okay. Yep, I would say it is, yeah.
If you look in the Bible, it also says, God has put in there, every seed I have planted on this earth is for you to use at your own free will, quote, unquote. Okay,
yep.
So why are we not allowed to have what God has planned for us?
Because using the Bible to influence government policy has a terrible track record of positive results.
Yeah.
We have Governor Robert Bentley here, and we have our next protest down the parish in Montgomery, and it's called Restock.
Hold on, Donna, could you back off your microphone about 2 inches and then say what you said again, because it's just over-modulating.
Okay. July the 1st, this year, we are having another protest in Montgomery at the Capitol States, and it's going to be called Weedstock.
Weedstock, all right.
Yes, yes.
And so on the Capitol steps, are you guys going to be smoking out?
No, there's no smoking. We are just protesting to get this law passed. So
okay.
people that are dying with pain, illnesses, diseases, can get the medical attention they need.
I think that's what they need, Donna, but I would like to point out that up here in New Hampshire, every 420, activists go out on the State House lawn and smoke up to let the politicians know what they're thinking.
Right, but here we're not legally allowed to do that. We were going.
No,
to
you're
that.
Not legally allowed to do it here either.
You're not legally allowed to do it either.
But like Colorado, say Colorado. Colorado yes. has passed it there. It's recreational and medical use there.
Yep.
Okay. They are doing wonderful with their plan that they have put in motion. They are making lots of taxpayers lock the
back off that microphone again, Donna.
They're making a lot of tax money and they're giving it back to the state.
Yep, there's a. Okay. Yeah, indeed, it is. It, yeah. it makes more sense than keeping it illegal, and I do appreciate the call, Donna. Thank you so much.
I don't know if I consider that good policy, getting more money into the state.
No, I don't either, but I think it's probably the only way that you're going to keep the government out of aggressing against people. I don't know how else.
Taxation is keeping the government out of aggressing against people. I'd love to hear this one.
I'd rather be taxed than put in jail. That's all I got.
That's probably why most people pay taxes.
I would say there's a good argument for that. So anyway, I was reading this article about the slut shaming of Black Widow. Apparently, the two actors, Chris Evans and Jeremy Renner, said some called Black Widow. The actors acting like Hawkeye and Captain America. Called Black Widow a slut and a whore, referencing her relationship to the Hulk. And there seems to be this rash of social justice warriors hopping into the comic book world and, you know, shaking their finger and shooting all over people.
Oh, this is the kind of casual misogyny that just goes on in this male patriarchy-dominated society that just needs to be stopped. We need to ban it.
And I would like to point out that there's more to the Black Widow character than perhaps people who have been watching Iron Man, The Avengers, Captain America know.
You don't really think that the people who are complaining about this are like fans of the program,
no,
right?
That's one of the reasons why I think that the fans of the program, probably not fans of comics either.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, whatever, the comics, the movies, whatever. They heard the word slut
yeah.
in the media, and so
red
all
meat.
Of them descended upon it, and they are not the customers of these industries that they're trying to influence.
Well, I think that the comic book industry is getting better at appealing to young females, and maybe they'll have some success there. Maybe they won't. Like, right? Like, if you...
I think that by trying to, they'll probably provide a worse service to their historically male demographic. I find this all of the time. People trying to be more politically correct and insert all sorts of garbage into shows.
Well, I don't know whether I necessarily... They have different titles, right? So I bought Avengers. I didn't buy X-Men. I think there's a psychograph, by the way, difference of people who buy X-Men versus Avengers. But I bought Avengers, and I didn't really buy X-Men. I read certainly some X-Men, but you know, it wasn't my favorite by any stretch of the imagination. If you're buying the new Ms. Marvel, which is aimed at young girls, or the new Batgirl, which is aimed at young girls, you're not as likely to go out and buy Flash or probably Green Lantern's a better example. He's a little more jocular, so he's probably going to make some sexist jokes. Or you're not as likely to go out and buy Deadpool. So they have different titles so they can tailor things to different audiences, and I think that's fair.
Yeah, I think that that makes a great deal of sense. I mean, for them to tap into other markets, you know, that's obviously beneficial to their business. I just hate them to... I hate when these pressure groups get on industries,
yep.
and then the industries start changing the product in order to appease the pressure group, and the pressure group would have never bought their product to begin with.
But Marvel itself, and DC to some extent, but comics have made their way making social commentary, and, you know, there was a gay character back in, I think, when did... in the 80s, I believe that they brought out this gay character. They really did, it was a don't ask, don't tell situation. They didn't really bring him out of the closet until relatively recently.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
It was a guy named North Star out of Alpha Flight. But, you know, they would bring things in. Captain America took on the sidekick Falcon, who's a black man, during the 70s when all the rioting was going on.
Which is racist because, you know, if the black man is the sidekick, then he's, you know, second-class citizen and...
He was a more powerful character than, you know, as far as superheroes.
Well, that's racist because it makes a stereotype about black athletes.
There's always a racism. Well, the point I'd like to make about Black Widow is the lady's a spy. The character was trotted out in like 1962 or something like that. And she was married, but her husband died and she was a Russian spy and she got converted over to this side. And she's been back and forth as a double agent a couple of times in the different iterations of the comics. In the recent Ultimates universe, she basically was killing, she killed Tony Stark's butler and was, you know, trying to essentially take over the Avengers for, you know, some nefarious nefarious third world, third government out there.
Well, that's
there.
Great. I'm really glad that somebody's finally pointing out the women's role in the cycle of violence.
And so this lady is a spy, and you can expect women, female spies, to use everything at their disposal in order to get what they want, right?
Oh, yeah, you're a misogynist. I'm going to run you off the radio.
Yep. I'd like to reference the Mata Hari from World War I that was used by the French government, accused of being a double agent for the Germans, and you know, sent by the French to go hump Germans. Like, that's what her job was.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's, you know, my guess that female spies throughout history have, you know, used sex, been told to use sex, and forced to use sex and paid to use sex to get their job done. So to call Black Widow a slut is probably was how these guys were sort of introduced to the character. Like, you know, somebody briefs them on what the character's like in the Marvel Universe. They probably used that exact term. And that's why these actors, who are good at mirroring people, mirrored what they were told.
Well, you talked about in the character itself actually went on a date with some enemy in order to get information out of him, right?
Yeah. I mean,
I would say that, you know, using your sexuality to deceive men into giving you something they wouldn't otherwise give, I mean, that might be looked at as sort of whorish.
Yeah. And I think that that's where these statements came from. It is not an inaccurate statement to call this character a slut. I'm not calling Scarlett Johansson, whom I do not know and I think is a fantastic actress and does a really great job of bringing this this character to life. I'm not calling her a slut, and I don't think that that Chris Evans or Jeremy Renner were doing that. I think what they were doing was simply reiterating what they were told about a character that's a relatively accurate assessment of her. Marvel doesn't address it in a great deal, but when you look at her throughout the history of comics, you can come to that conclusion. Now, the fact that they only have one female character in the movie, in the Avengers movie, that might be an issue, but there's only five heroes to begin with. So exactly how many of them, and the big headliners, the ones that make you money, aren't in the Marvel Universe, aren't female. Right. When you think about the Marvel Universe characters out there, generally it's not, you know, they're not making money off of the women.
And there's probably a pretty good reason that we think of men and masculinity when we think about crime fighting and going out to do battle with the evildoers.
Yeah. I suspect there is quite a few reasons. Now, in this new movie that's coming out, they will be introducing another female character. They didn't address this in this article at all. They just bemoaned the fact that there was only one previously, and now for the few days before the movie comes out, there's still only one because the new movie isn't out yet. It's really ridiculous.
If we had more time, I'd go off about the female Ghostbusters movie.
I don't know anything about it. Check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com. It's been Mark with you.
Cantwell.
Free Talk Live.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam! My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.